This is LaVon Eblen.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley.
Yes.
Hey, Stacey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well,
and
it's good.
Yeah, fun to be doing this with you.
It is. It's always nice to change it up and get you in here with me. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. We know that Jim is off wrestling. Well, he's not wrestling. But
That'd be fun to see, though.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? But he's watching lots of wrestling. Yes. And it was probably a good thing. I think he went into Des Moines on Wednesday night.
Yes, so he beat the blizzard.
Yes.
Yes, and, smart
and
thinking.
I think most of the wrestlers did that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it, anyways.
It's and that was a good move.
Yeah.
It's
kind of a crazy day.
It was, you know, and then it's going to go away today, but then we're going to get some more.
Yep. I know it.
We haven't had snow hardly all winter.
And I know, and then all of a sudden now we're just getting hit hard, but
yeah,
that was it, Wednesday? No, Thursday, that it just rained, you know, and then it turned to heavy snow.
And it was slushy, wet, hard to drive in snow.
Yes.
Didn't really want to be driving anywhere in that.
Not
but
fun.
So, yeah, we still have to kind of watch the weather. And you know, we could have a snowstorm. Well, we always used to say it was during the girls' tournament in March.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that for years. They said, okay, the tournament, it's going to snow. And I remember, it's been a while ago, but on my parents', I think it was either 50th or 60th wedding anniversary, and we were gone. That was the end of March, just the very end of March. And while we were gone, you had a big snowstorm.
Oh, really?
And when they were plowing the parking lot at the airport, they kind of had a little accident with our car.
They hit your car?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was drivable, but it was also like, what? What are you? It was kind of funny because, you know, on the way back to the airport, the driver is sort of warning us that, whoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah.
But by that time, the snow was gone. But
yeah. By the way, your car might have been damaged.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it was not a huge problem, but it was kind of like, oh no.
Yeah.
One of those things you have to deal with.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyhow, we want everybody to be careful out there on the roads, and who knows what the next snowstorm will bring.
Yeah.
So far, they're not saying.
No, they haven't really said.
I mean, they've said there might be snow, but they aren't saying it'll be inches and
right.
So on.
Yeah. Which is fine by me. I can handle that.
Yeah. I'm thinking you have a lot of company there.
Yeah.
And maybe it's putting just a little moisture in the ground, and we can certainly use that.
Yeah. My husband was trying to remember something that he'd heard. Is it like 6 inches equal to an inch of water if you get 6 inches?
Oh, it's probably something like that. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. And but like, the snow that we had on Thursday, it certainly had to have a little more moisture in it. And then, as you say,
because it was so heavy.
Yeah, and it started with rain. But,
yeah.
And the other day, somebody said, well, no, none of that's going in the ground because it's still frozen. But I said, yeah, but there's those big open cracks. Maybe it'll fall in the cracks.
Yeah, well,
least.
Geez, our last little snowfall was already melted and gone before this one came in. So couldn't have been too cold, I wouldn't think.
So anyhow, well, I guess not too much yet we can do about the weather.
No.
Just talk about it.
Exactly.
And we all do.
Talk/complain, yes.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, in some places they're welcoming all this snow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, talking about that, where the Olympics are, Sochi,
they've
had summer almost. They don't want that.
No, I've been watching and they've had a hard time keeping up. I know, like in the half pipe, like they've been throwing down a lot of snow and it's just slushy and... And then I hear that they're like a salt shortage and, you know, trying to keep it from melting. And it's just kind of not going maybe as well as they're hoping.
So again, they couldn't do anything about it either.
No.
Yeah. So, well, we as usual have lots of things going on, Stacey.
We do. Let's see here. Let's get started off on Sunday in Persia. It's the Persia Fire Department's annual breakfast buffet. And that's on Sunday, February 23rd from 7:30 to 11:30. And that will be held in their newly remodeled Pick Hall. Now, there's a large variety of breakfast foods and beverages, just $9 for adults and $3 for kids 2 through 10. And then children under 2 are free. And the proceeds from that will go toward the Persia Fire and Rescue Equipment Fund. So that's the Persia Fire Department's annual breakfast buffet on February 23rd from 7:30 to 11:30. And again, that's in their newly remodeled Pick Hall. A free Smart Choice health insurance workshop will be held on February 24th with lunch provided from noon to 1. That's at the Audubon County Extension Office. Some of their topics include understanding key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, understanding new tax credits and financial assistances available, and using Iowa's new health insurance marketplace. To register for that, you can call Tanya Vetter at 563-4239. That's a free Smart Choice Health Insurance workshop. That's in Audubon at the Audubon County Extension Office on February 24th from noon to 1. Here back in Atlantic, the Cass County Corn Growers and Cass County Extension Office, they're hosting an informational meeting. It's in conjunction with representatives of the Iowa Department of Transportation. That's on February 24th from 10 to noon, and that will be held at the Cass County Community Center. They'll have donuts and coffee, and the public is welcome to attend this event. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Atlantic on February 25th from 8:30 to 2:30, and that's at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Also in Harlan is a Red Cross blood drive on February 25th. Theirs is from 8:30 to 2:30 at CDS Global. In Red Oak, Red Cross blood drive will be held on February 27th. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that will be held at the Montgomery County Hospital. The Zion Lutheran Men's Club Pancake Feed, that's on February 27th. It's from 5 to 7, and that will be held at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. They'll be serving pancakes and sausage and drink, and that is all for a free will donation. And it is a fundraiser, and that goes to help support ministerial students. That's Zion Lutheran's Men Club's Pancake Feed, February 27th from 5 to 7 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The Cass County Genealogical Society meeting will be held on February 27th. That's from at 1 p.m. in the meeting room at the Atlantic Public Library. And Colleen Wilbur of Macedonia will be presenting a program on pioneer women and the quilts they've made. Anyone having an interest in quilts or history is invited to attend.
I might interject there that on Monday, if you listen to Backyard and Beyond, we're going to be visiting with Colleen. And Colleen grew up in the Messina area. She was Colleen Curry.
Okay.
And so a lot of people at least know her family.
Right.
So
Recognize the name.
Yeah, and she does a lot of different programs. So we'll, if you want to know more about Colleen and that program, you can tune in to Backyard and Beyond on Monday.
Get some extra information on there.
Yeah.
Again, but that meeting is on February 27th at 1 in the meeting room at the Atlantic Public Library. Over in Greenfield, it's a big event they have there. It's their annual Scrap Fest event that's at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. It's from 9 a.m. and it goes all the way until midnight. The scrapbooking workshop is located in the lower level of the church, so there's easy access. There's no steps since they have a new enclosed ramp. The registration is $30, and that does include a goodie bag, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and beverages. And if you bring a new participant to the event, you'll receive a $5 discount on your registration fee. Scrappers have ample working space. There's great homemade food, lots of door prizes, and great fun. If you'd like more information on that or to register, you can contact Lori Armstrong at 641-743-8245, or you can mail your registration fee to her at 410 Southwest Jackson Street in Greenfield, 50849, and just make your check payable to the Presbyterian Church. So that's the First Presbyterian Church of Greenfield, their annual Scrap Fest event that goes from 9 a.m. to midnight, and that's at the church in the lower level of the church. World Day of Prayer, it's an ecumenical celebration of informed prayer and prayer action, will be held on March 7th at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic. That's at 10:30, and they'll have a luncheon following, and you can join in the prayer service written by the Women of Egypt, which calls us to look for streams in the desert. This service is sponsored by the Atlantic Area Church Women, and then they'll have a World Day of Prayer Bible study at the Heritage House on March 5th at 10 a.m. So that's the World Day of Prayer, March 7th at the First Baptist Church in Atlantic at 10:30, and then they'll have that luncheon following. Also coming up towards the end of March, the Legislative Coffee will be held on March 22nd at the Cumberland Fire Station, and that's at 10 a.m.
All righty, well, I have a few more things to add. The Adair Casey Conservation Club is holding its 69th annual supper on Saturday, February 22nd. And it starts at 5:30 at the Adair Community Center. Dinner tickets are $5. Kids 12 and under, only $2.50. And it's a chili and oyster soup and ham sandwiches, relish, drink, dessert. And, of course, they're going to have drawings for many prizes, including prints and other items to be auctioned. So You might just win something as a door prize, or you could bid on something on the auction. And members will be happy to sell you a ticket. And I'm guessing if you just show up at the Adair Community Center on February 22nd at 5:30, I'm guessing they probably would find a spot for you.
Yeah.
Also, over in that direction, the KC Methodist Church is having a soup luncheon. And that includes chili soup, cheesy potato soup, sandwiches, and dessert. This is on Sunday, February 23rd, 11:45 to 1 p.m. And this is for a free will donation, and it's a mission fundraiser. That's the KC Methodist Church on Sunday, February 23rd. You can go and have yummy soup for lunch. And Anita, let's talk about the Anita Home and Garden Club. They'll meet February 24th. That would be on Monday at 1:30 at the American Legion Hall. And I'm guessing, you know, you probably could go as a guest, even if you're not a member. I hope they don't get upset for me saying that. But I know in the past they've been very welcoming. You need to think about the roll call will be the name of your favorite song. Shirley Campbell will have either a program or fun time, and Helen Zimmerman is the hostess. So that's the Anita Home and Garden Club on February 24th, 1:30 American Legion. Also, we want to mention Anita. The Anita Town and Country Cookbooks are available to purchase at the Anita Public Library and the Weather Vane Cafe and from Town and Country members. In Atlantic, if you'd like an Anita Town and Country Cookbook, you can get them at Aunt B's or the Cass County Memorial Hospital gift shop. They are $20. So those cookbooks are a gem. Even if you don't cook, I think it's fun to go through and see who submitted the recipe.
And you know it's going to be good home, you know, home food, not some weird kind of
stuff.
It's going to be stuff that you're actually going to make.
And so, probably with ingredients that you likely have in hand or easy to find.
Yeah.
So, okay. Also, Anita, the Anita Cam Alumni Banquet date has been set for Saturday, May 24th. So we're really looking ahead, Bear. But, you know, that's kind of get the word out. If you want to attend that, you might want to check with some of your friends that are out of town and make sure they have the date, May 24th, for the Anita Cam Alumni Banquet. And that's a biggie. That's a big deal. So, So you get that on your calendar if you're at all interested in an alumnus from either of those places. Also, Messina Friends of the Library are going to meet on Tuesday, February 25th. Refreshments will be served beginning at 8:30 with a meeting to take place at 9. I'm thinking that's in the morning, not at night.
I would think so, yeah.
Juanita and Claribel will be in charge of the lunch and program. All are welcome to join the fun. And the yearly dues, I don't know, $2.
$2.
Yeah. And so you can support the library by paying your $2 dues and going and have some good time with all the Messina Friends of the Library. That's Tuesday, February 25th, starting at 8:30 with meeting to start at 9. And then we're going to talk about the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Community Health Fair. The health fair is actually taking place on March 8th, not too far down the road, but to get ready for that, on February 25th at the Essex Fire Community Room and February 27th, Malvern Rescue Building, and we'll mention those again, you can go and get your blood draws done from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. And the reason that's in the morning like that is because you must come after fasting 10 to 12 hours. So people want to get this done in the morning so they can get on, get breakfast. So cost for tests, $28 for blood profile. That includes cholesterol, glucose, thyroid, an additional $10 for hemoglobin, and $16 for PSA prostate, $40 for vitamin B. And you can kind of choose which tests you want. If you want more information about any of that, you can go online to www.mcmh.org. That would be the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, mcmh.org. Or you, of course, can call the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. So you need to go and get those blood draws done, get those tests done. February 25th in Essex Fire Community Room, February 27th, Malvern Rescue Building. And then when you go on the 8th to the health fair, you'll get the results of those. So kind of plan ahead there. It's important to plan ahead. The Portsmouth Knights of Columbus is offering breakfast on Sunday, March 2nd, 8 to 11. So I guess you could call it an early brunch as well as breakfast. And they will have pancakes, eggs, sausage, biscuits and gravy, and drinks for a free will donation. And all the proceeds go to the church hall repairs. That's Portsmouth Knights of Columbus breakfast Sunday, March 2nd. And then looking ahead, Saturday, March 22nd. Here's something kind of different. A princess ball.
Aww,
every little girl.
So cute to see,
Every little girl anymore wants to be a princess. And so this is for girls ages 4 to 14 and dads, and it's for dads and daughters, or dads could be, in addition, grandpas and granddaughters, you know.
Sure.
So it's $20 a couple. If you have extra daughters or granddaughters, there's another $5 added on. There'll be games, the grand march, snacks, dance, flowers, gift for every princess, door prizes, and a photographer is available 5 to 6. So this is all happening Saturday, March 22nd, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Fresh Encounter Church. That's the old New Park School. So I'm going to kind of be checking that out. Tickets went on sale February 16th, and there is, I believe, a limit. Yeah, 75 tickets available. So,
You got to hurry then.
Yeah, let's not put this off any longer, and maybe there's still a ticket left for you. Really kind of unusual. And I'm sure, Stacy, you'll be talking about that again here. Yeah. Okay, so lots of other things probably going on. Let's see, one I wanted to add, February 25th, that's Tuesday. John, I have a blank moment. John Krumholtz, who is the co-president of the Iowa Parkinson's Disease Organization in Iowa, will be here in Atlantic at 12 o'clock at Heritage House for Rotary to give a presentation, and then 1 o'clock, still at Heritage House. Both of these are at Heritage House, for anybody who wants to come find out more about Parkinson's disease. And there is a local support group, an exercise group, that they'll be meeting. But, you know, if you have a friend, you know somebody who has Parkinson's disease, you might want to find out more information.
Yeah.
He's really a positive kind of person who has Parkinson's disease, but is still able to go out and kind of share information with people. So it's a good opportunity. Heritage House, 1 o'clock, that's the open meeting, and noon for Rotary. Well, Stacy, we're going to come back and talk about some birthdays and an anniversary.
Okay.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Well, it's time for birthdays, Stacy, and I think we have a few.
We do. I would like to wish happy 89th birthday to Sally Hubbard. She's celebrating her birthday on February 24th, and they have a card shower planned for her. So you can send her a card to 1203 East Washington in Washington, Iowa, 52353. So happy 89th birthday to Sally Hubbard, celebrating her birthday on February 24th. And you can send her a card, wish her happy birthday. You can send that to her at 1203 East Washington, and that's in Washington, Iowa, 52353. over at the Friendship Home in Audubon. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Fred Short, celebrating his birthday on February 23rd. And also a happy birthday to Marvin Seastrom, celebrating his birthday on February 28th. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Yes, great happy birthday. We do have one anniversary. A card shower will honor the Wagers. I hope that's pronounced correctly, on their anniversary. William or Bill and Nelda Wager of Shelby will mark their 64th wedding anniversary on February 26th. So it's time to get those cards out and get one in the mail. The cards will reach them if sent to 300 Western, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. 64th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
That's getting up there, isn't it?
That's, I love seeing them when they're that.
Yeah,
you know,
long.
You don't see that too often anymore.
So, Stacy, we could use some more anniversaries, birthdays, and even baby announcements, right?
Yes. Well, they can send it in to us at P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can just bring it in to me. Bring it right into my desk, and we can get that on there. You can also email it to us, and then you can email it to me at kjandesk@metc.net, or also just to even kjan@metc.net, or give me a call. I can take the information over the phone, and it's 243-3920.
Lots of options of different ways.
Yep. And then, we have a link on our website, just a contact form. You can just click on that. It'll automatically send to us, too. So,
excellent.
Yes.
Because we really like to wish happy birthday.
Yeah, that's how we get all of our information from our listeners. So.
Right. And, I know you go through all the newspapers, but if it's not in the newspaper, I don't know. You're supposed to have think power. And
right. I'm not psychic. I need some help.
Yes. So it's just, I think people love to hear their name on the radio and that they're celebrating. So give us that information.
Yes, please.
You bet. Well, I wanted to talk, you'll never guess why, garden seminar coming up March 22nd. And so we'll be visiting with some of the speakers here in the next several weeks to remind people. It's a big deal. It's the 16th annual.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, you get real excited about this, Stacy, but you have a relative who does.
Yes, my mother. Yeah. She definitely will get excited about this.
And she is, I think she's head of the food committee. I think that's right. And she's also teaching a class.
Yes.
So she is really into master gardeners. Yeah. And lots of exciting things happening. I hope people will think it's exciting. Mm-hmm. Your mother, Carolyn Hartman, and Pam Scholes and Beth Johnson are going to be teaching the class on making glass totems, those garden decorating. I see you know what that is. When I first heard glass totems, I mean, I'd seen these things, but I didn't know that's what you called them.
Right.
Yeah. And so if people wonder, they could go on a website and just put in glass totems, and you'll see all these beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
And people will have a chance to make one. They can bring their own things, if they have a collection of plates, glasses, vases, so on. But we'll also have some for them.
Yeah, that'd be fun, yeah.
Yeah, and you go home with this design that you can pretty soon put out in your garden.
Yeah, that way you can't, procrastinate and not do it.
Right.
You get it done there and
get some help. We did that as a master gardener class, and it was challenged for me to say, well, this goes with this. No, this doesn't go with this. And so
right.
It's nice
pick
to have.
Pick and choosing.
Yeah. And... yeah. Putting it together. So, and everybody will get a tube of glue to take home, because they may not get them all glued because you want them to be really sturdy when you get ready to take home. But they can design them, and then they'll get their glue to take home so they can go home and finish them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just one of the classes.
Yeah, just one of the classes.
Yes. Another one I might mention, I think is just cute as can be, we're going to plant succulents, teeny tiny succulents, in wine corks.
That's really...
So you think about the size of a wine cork, and it's going to have a hole in it. We can put some dirt in it, and they're just as cute as can be. And put a magnet on them, stick them on the refrigerator, or just set them in a group. Three or five of them. One would maybe not be very significant, but together they are just as cute as can be.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's another workshop that people get to choose. On the really serious side, I want to mention that we're going to have the speaker talking about food waste And Laura Canning told me that 13% of all the stuff that's in a landfill is food waste.
Really?
Yeah. We waste a lot
Yikes.
Of food. Yeah. And some places are doing some composting to kind of take care of that. So you may not want to go to a garden seminar and go, I want to go find out about food waste and composting.
Right.
But, you know, the composting part
can tie in. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So we hope some people will be interested in finding out more about that. And then there's, you know, there's a total of three keynote speakers and 11 breakout sessions to choose from. The brochure should be getting to people pretty soon.
Pretty soon, okay.
Yeah. And you can start picking and choosing and just plan to have a good time on March 22nd.
Yeah, and where is it at?
It will be at the high school.
At the high school,
yeah.
Okay.
Because in addition to the speakers and lunch and door prizes, they're also vendors. So they're in the gym, you know, and so folks want to go around and shop.
That's an all-day thing, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it starts at 9, and the program starts at 9, so you come a little early to register, and it's over at 3:30, and lots of door prizes. People love door prizes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
really like free stuff. Come
really
on.
Neat ones. So it's a fun time. And it's always interesting to me that people come at one time. I don't know last year, but one time we had people from over 70 different towns.
Wow.
In Iowa, a few from Nebraska and Missouri. So
that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, to get out of state, especially.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
The Atlantic Garden Seminar, sponsored by Master Gardeners, has a pretty good reputation.
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't think we have any others going on anywhere else that weekend. So put it on your calendar and come. There's something for beginning gardeners and something for experienced gardeners. And
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Someday, Stacy, we're going to have one that's how you'd garden with your kids, and then we'll get you there.
I was just thinking, hopefully Mike doesn't have a pool tournament. He can watch the kids and I can go.
I think pool tournaments coming up real soon, but I don't know that it's that weekend. I'm not sure.
They look there all the time anymore.
In different places.
Yeah.
Yes. So again, if you have things that you'd like to have on Nishna Valley, be sure to let us know.
Yes, please do. Really appreciate it.
And it's been fun to visit with you, Stacy.
Yes, thanks so much for joining me.
You bet. So until next weekend.
This is your Nishna Valley.
Yes.